Today is a very significant day for those who are followers of Christianity, because it is the day that symbolizes the resurrection of Christ. And it is a very powerful holiday, a very significant time, celebrated in one form or another in multitude of cultures throughout human history. It's a time of celebrating the beauty of life. It's this time of year that the cattle will foal, that calves fillies, all natural beings and life comes alive. That is why there is an Easter bunny. It came up today. Why is there an Easter bunny? But if you look back, you will find that the rabbit is the symbol of the abundance of life, the renewal of life. So this is a time when many cultures celebrate the spring and the renewal of life. And that holiday become mixed with the Christian holiday, celebrating the renewal, the revelation of life. But there is in Christianity a deeper symbol in this holiday, because it is the time when the soul has gone to the underworld, when there was on Friday the death of the figure of Christ in the story of Christ, symbolizing the death of the ego. Because when one enters into the dark night of the soul and undergoes the pain and suffering of life, and in dedication to the infinite, the ego is sacrificed. It is a death of the ego, a death of yourself as you have known yourself. And with that willingness to give the self that you have known to the greater self comes the awakening and the arising of the spiritual self from the ashes of the ego. The true self emerges to be the birth into life divine. Again, this symbolizes the renewal of life, the commitment to spirit beyond the ego, beyond the limited self, a willingness to sacrifice that limited self on the altar of love, and thus arise into the deep spiritual self within. So this is a very powerful symbol that has been given of the nature of transcendence and transformation. And the journey of the spirit is one that follows that sacrifice of the limited self to the greater infinite essence of being. Without the willingness to surrender everything to God, without the willingness to let go completely, even of that which is most treasured to you, your most strong identity, how can you know the infinite? Because it requires surrendering, absolutely, completely, letting go of I and thou, letting go of your opinions, your beliefs about who you are, letting go of everything you have identified as yourself, being willing to let it die, and let from that death of the ego arise surrender into love and spiritual awakening, merger with the divine infinite one, merger with the God self, to become one with that divine and holy essence of being. And in that oneness, find your true nature. But you cannot identify with the infinite as long as you hold on to your small identities, your beliefs about who you are, your constructs of self, all those things which limit you, define you, and confine you. They become the boundaries of your world. God is boundless. The Infinite One is without beginning, without end. A shower of grace, a shower of love that always is, an awareness, a consciousness that is omnipresent, that never changes, that always abides. So, what to do? You must be willing to have the death of the ego, the death of your personal identities, so that you may be resurrected into the light, as Christ was, resurrected into the God self. This story, this symbol that he gave, is very powerful about the process of transformation. Not that you must physically die, but your identity with limitation, your beliefs about yourself, must die. You must give them up to be greater than you have been, to let go and let God exist, to meld into that one. Requires stretching, much more extensively than the ego can do. It requires loving unconditionally and knowing through and through that you are that unconditional love. It requires being willing to let go of your small understandings of self. To be baptized into the waters of the infinite and arise in the pure light of divine love, divine knowing, divine awareness. To know the self of yourself. So this is the time of year to remember, to honor this great story that has been left, this great teaching, and take it into yourself that you may let go of what you've held on to and be willing to become one with the God self, the self of yourself. This pure love, this pure light is the abundance, the essence of life, which comes alive in the spring. This is an honoring of spring, of the unfolding of life, the gift of the infinite, the gift of the Great Mother. So take this great story. Take it to heart and be willing yourself to let go of your ego to the God self, to the One. All right.